Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right, Miami. You are listening to Stephen Sports Blog here on MSL Radio. Stephen Erdo III here with you. Follow me on Twitter, @BrainFanatic2. And again, follow my co-host, Casey Wallach, @CaseyWallach. Casey, how are you doing on this fine Tuesday afternoon?
Great. That's a beautiful day out and just enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, definitely a beautiful day today. It's funny. Yesterday, I did the Andrew Powell show in place of Andrew, and I kept telling the listeners, yesterday was Tuesday, and then while my co-host Juan Jose Rodriguez kept telling me it's Monday, I was like, oh, wow. So you guys are going to have to forgive me for today if I messed up anything. I am a little off this week. But you know who's not off? The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. They kicked off their World Cup last night at 7:30 my time. 7:30 on Fox Sports 1. They kicked off against Australia, and they took care of business against Australia, beating Australia 3-1. So it's pretty easy for them to win. Megan Rapinoe, Rapinoe.
Yo, Darren, put me on mute one more time. I'm going to kick his ass. That's just a side note. Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay, Andrew Powell with us today. We're Megan Rapinoe. This girl's obviously the hero for the game last night, as well as everybody's favorite women goalie, Hope Solo. So, Casey, did you get to glimpse at the game? Did you hear about the game last night?
I saw a couple quick things on SportsCenter or whatever. I didn't watch it, but I know Hope Solo made supposedly two really big saves, and
Solo.
You know, that's a whole nother thing. Everybody was saying that how impressed they were with, you know, the women's soccer team. So that's great.
Yeah, and this is something me and Andrew were talking about right before we came on air, how women's sports, they're very, you know, not much paid attention to as much as – and I was talking to one of our writers about this last night. Women in sports are being ignored. You know, last year we had the Men's World Cup. Everybody and their mothers were watching. This year we got the Women's World Cup. We got, like, two people watching it. It's like, what's wrong with you people? You know, the sports, like women's or men's, is all sports. But anyway.
And is it just me, or is Hope Solo really, really sexy? Is that just me? I'm really attracted to her.
Well, I think that may be just you. I don't really solo, other than soccer.
Hope Solo
play soccer.
Is sexy. Check her out. I can say that
I watched the highlights last night of the game. Megan Rapinoe is sexy. I don't criticize me if you wish. Women are supposed to have long hair, but Megan Rapinoe with her short hair, she makes it work.
Oh, some women do make it work. Some women be looking.
No,
I mean, yeah, I remember Halle Berry. You remember Halle Berry back in the day with the short hair? Goodness
right.
Gracious!
Yeah.
Ooh, man. Just thinking about it right now, got me like, whoa.
A little off topic here, talking about women. We are talking about women's sports. Women's soccer. The other game in Group D, which the U.S. plays with the other teams, the other two teams, Sweden and Nigeria, they tied at 3 last night, which means each of them scored a point, according to Casey. It was according to Juan. That's how soccer. I thought you were on with me last night, and somebody told me that when you draw, should have been, but. When you draw, and I had no idea about this. When you draw in a soccer game, when you tie a soccer game, you get 1 point. If you win, you get 3. So the USA got 3 points last night. They lead
USA,
Group D.
USA.
Like I was saying that to last night too. If you heard D'Andrew Powell last night, I was saying USA, USA. It was sound like a do my Homer Simpson impersonation. I had a good time last night. So USA plays again on Friday. They will play Sweden, who again tied with Nigeria at 3-3 yesterday. So basically, USA wins against Sweden. USA wins the Group D, and they're going to the They're moving on to the next round. But that's not the biggest goal for our U.S. women. We want the U.S. women to make it all the way to the final on July 5th. USA. USA. Don't say with me.
USA.
Hashtag USA.
Yes.
Soccer.
Yes.
Put it on Twitter.
Go Hope Solo.
Casey, I guess you're not much of a soccer fan.
You know, I get into it once, you know, it starts to get going. You know, like I always watch the Men's World Cup, and, you know, I'll probably check out, you know, a little bit of the women's and everything, too. I'm like the casual soccer fan who likes, you know, who basically only watches when the World Cup's on.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm not a soccer guy myself because, well, I don't know. I can't tell you why I'm not a soccer fan, but I don't know. It's just soccer's sort of boring, if you ask me, but I will watch the Women's World Cup because we are covering that here on MSL, and I'm getting articles from everybody, we'll talk about it on radio, so on and so forth. Moving on, let's talk a little baseball. I wish my guy Juan was on today, but unfortunately he couldn't because he's got priorities. But last night, Diamondbacks took Vanderbilt's shortstop, Dansby Swanson, first overall.
Chris Bryant.
I mean, that's funny. His Vanderbilt team clinched a spot in the College World Series last night at 7:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They clinched the spot. 10 minutes later, him, his teammates, and his family all sit together and on the field looking at his phone, watching the drafts. And when he gets drafted number one, they all start celebrating like crazy. So congratulations.
Talk about an ultimate high.
Yeah, really. You get to the College World Series 10 minutes later, Arizona Diamondback. Congratulations to Dansby Swanson. Good luck in the major leagues. Or as MLB likes to call it, good luck in the show.
Hell yeah.
Now, this is MSL, so of course we gotta talk about Marlins. Now last Woo! Night, Juan said he was hoping, and I was hoping myself, that the Marlins would take a pitcher because they need a pitcher. Unfortunately they did not take a picture. I was so freaking mad. They took, what's this guy named, Josh Naylor, from a first baseman from some Catholic high school. I was flipping out on the show last night. I was like, are you kidding me? Why didn't they take a freaking pitcher? Like, they need a pitcher more than anything in this world. But then me and Juan, he sent me a link to a YouTube video because in 2012, Josh Naylor hit a home run at Marlins Park. I think it was like a high school home run derby, Marlins Park in 2012. He hit home runs of like 300, 400 feet. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And this kid, mind you, at the time of hitting his home runs, he was 15 years old. He's 15! And he's hitting home runs out of the ballpark at Marlins Park in 2012. And he won that year. Last year, he played at Target Field. He basically did the same thing, but he came in second place. So I want to switch around my opinion on this guy. He's a power hitter. He's only 17 years old. If you ask me, he reminds me of Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper was drafted at 19. But Bryce Harper's
pretty big comparison.
Yeah, well, Bryce Harper's a power hitter. Josh Naylor's a power hitter. Both drafted at a young age. Both are good kick-ass. Well, Bryce Harper already kicks ass. It's time for Josh Naylor to do the same. Now, Andrew, before I went on the Andrew Powell show last night, I showed you that the Vanderbilt, Dansby Swanson, had been drafted by the Diamondbacks, and you told me that he reminded you of Chris Bryant. How did he remind you of Chris Bryant?
Well, it's not that he reminds me of Chris Bryant. That's what I've heard from other people that I know. I personally don't know too much about the kid. I have heard about him, but they've told me that he has a game, whether it's him playing fielding, batting, whatever it may be. Everything looks very similar to Chris Bryant, and he could have the same success as Chris Bryant, meaning hitting out home runs left and right out of the damn ballpark. That's what I've heard, though.
Well, Chris Bryant was a big, big coming into the MLB, and so far he has shown
number two pick.
Yeah, exactly, number two pick, and he has shown that he deserves that he definitely is a number two pick.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, even though he's drafted at 12, watching what Josh Naylor has done at 15, 16 years old, I'm hoping to see him, you know, like a sexy kiss, because I see him doing a lot. Actually, I have some stats here from two of our Marlins writers, Angie Arias and Juan Rodriguez. They were both texting me last night about this guy. He's from Ontario, Canada. He won the Home Run Derby at Marlins Park in 2012. He hit home runs, 10 home runs in each of the three rounds, three balls, reaching 474 feet. Wow. That's about as long as Juan Carlos Stanton's homer at Dodger Stadium. And this kid was 15. 15 years old. I can't begin to explain how amazing that is. I don't even think I've ever heard of anybody do that before. Anything like that. There is the chance that he, I think it was him, might have been somebody else, but I think it was Josh Naylor that had a chance to go to Texas Tech. So either he's going to the MLB, to the Arizona Diamondbacks, or he's going to go to Texas Tech for at least a year or two, and then play for the Diamondbacks. We'll have to see how that plays out. When we come back, we have our guest on for the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. You're listening to Steven Sports Law with Casey Wallach, only on MSO Radio.
Ooh. So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime, and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
All right, then. There we go.
A little late there, Dan. A little late.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
All right, Miami Stephen Sports Blog with Andrew Powell and Casey Wallach on today. Now, I have a friend on Facebook who complains about everything. And I just wanted to let her know that she needs to be grateful for what she has. Because there are a lot of people that do not have parents that care about them, and people that don't have a house. So just be grateful for what you have and stop complaining already. Because I'm tired.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
We're back to sports here on Stephen Sports Blog and MSL Radio. We have a guest. Her name is Christine Hamilton. She is going to be a future sports and lifestyle writer for the Chicago standpoint. Christine, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, we're good. I want to introduce you to the CEO and founder of MSL, Andrew R. Powell, and my co-host, Casey Wallach.
What's up?
Hey.
What's good?
All right.
Not a whole lot. Just skipping class for a little bit today.
All right. Cool. Where you go to school at? Oh, my bad. We're on air. We'll talk about that later.
Talk about that later.
Okay.
You want to follow Christine on Twitter? It's at cubicle girl WI. All lowercase letters. Casey, damn it. Christine, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Casey.
It's all right.
Christine is on today to talk Stanley Cup with us because she knows more about hockey than me, Andrew, and Casey combined. Now, last night on Andrew Powell's show, Christine had said 3-2, the final score, the Blackhawks would win the game. Unfortunately,
Christine, where are you at?
Is it bad?
Yeah,
I'm
outside.
Where are you at?
I'm outside. I told you I had to skip out of class for a little bit.
All right.
What's the background?
Yeah, it's a lot of background.
Okay, hold on. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I made my little prediction, you know. I was half right. I got the score right anyways.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you got the score right, just not the right team winning the game.
Yeah.
Lightning took game 3 last night in Chicago. A little taste of revenge for what the Blackhawks did game 1, taking one in Tampa. So Tampa now leads the series 2-1. Christine, did you watch the game last night?
I did. I watched it at my local watering hole. And,
nice.
You know, that I was kind of that, you know, Callahan that had that great top shelf goal in the first with only 5:09 gone. Then my boy Richards had that one-timer slap shot in the power play about 14:22, left in the second, I think. Or maybe it was the first. And then, you know, we got Hossa to Saad, 4-pass goal, 4:14 in the third. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to do this. Then Palat comes back 13 seconds later, and I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get some, you know, overtime action here. And, of course, Paquette had to break my heart right there at the end with only about 3:11 left. So it was a roller coaster. It was a roller coaster for sure.
What the hell is going on right now?
Huh?
Oh, nothing. Never mind. Before Steven gets back to the Stanley Cup Finals talk, I got one question for you. What is the team of Chicago? Is it the Bulls or is it the Cubs or who is it?
Well, it's the Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks are the team of Chicago?
What Andrew means
the
in the city of Chicago, what team is the most favored out of all the sports teams in Chicago? That's what I think.
That's a difficult one. That's a difficult one because, you know, you have all our great Bulls teams that we had back in the 90s that a lot of people really love, and we have MJ. You know, you have our Bears teams. Everybody loves Sweetness. Everything like that.
RIP Sweetness.
It just depends. It really depends on who you ask. But I mean, you know, everybody you know, who's on the North Side loves the Cubs. I'm a Cubs fan. We know we love to be the lovable losers, but for me, football is my first love. So I would have to say the Bears, definitely.
The Bears.
Oh, all right. Said they suck. A Packers fan said your Bears suck, Christine. What you got to respond to that Packers fan?
Hey, what would sports be without competition and rivalry? But you know what I tell them? There would be no Packers without the Bears because George Sherman Hallis went and financed the Packers so that they wouldn't fold. That's why they're the only publicly traded team, because he didn't want any part of the ownership, so they had to sell shares to pay him back.
Oh, my God.
Casey, what you got to say?
Just a little sports history, dropping some knowledge today.
I like the history. That's all good, but today is today, and today you still have Cutler.
I know. I can't even argue with that one. Never know where that head's going to be.
If I'm Casey, I'm bringing up last season, 55-7. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That game.
It was a rough one for you guys.
It was pretty bad.
Could be a Dolphins fan.
Tomorrow night is game 4 back in Chicago. Christine, you gave us the final score last night. You were wrong. Let's try and reimburse yourself. What's the final score for tomorrow's game 4?
Oh gosh. I'm gonna go with an overtimer this time. I'm gonna say Hawks 4 and Bulls 2.
Bulls. Wow. Okay.
We'll see.
You heard it here first on Steven Sports Blog. Christine Hamilton picks the Blackhawks to win game 4 tomorrow in overtime. Christine, we're going to let you go back to class because, you know, education comes first. But we want to thank you for being on the show today.
Bye,
absolutely. Teacher gave me permission this time, so it's all good.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much, Christine.
Thanks,
being
guys.
On
have a good one. Nice to meet you guys. Bye.
Christine Hamilton, future Chicago sports and lifestyle writer. Obviously, she'll be writing.
She was dropping knowledge on that ass, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She knows her history, and I like that. I like people that know their sports history, because I am one of those people.
Casey got it, though. Casey won with one sentence.
A little friendly fire right there. Okay, so I said this last night. The NBA Finals and Stanley Cup, it's been a trampoline. One night, finals. The next night, the Stanley Cup. Night after that, finals. Night after that, Stanley Cup.
Gotta love
it. Gotta love it. So tonight, NBA Finals, Game 3, back in Cleveland. Now, the other night, Steph Curry was held to 5 for 23 shooting against Iman Shumpert. Do you guys think that Iman's going to do the same thing tonight?
Honestly, I have a feeling Cleveland's defense is set in these playoffs, and I have a feeling they're going to play very defensive ball because their defense has went. They were 20th in the regular season and 21st at one point. The crazy thing is, statistically, they are the number one defense, even competing with the West. They are the number one defense. But Darren brought up a point last week on the show that. Well, look who they've been playing in the Eastern Conference. There really hasn't been that much competition. He had a point.
Right.
But being here in the NBA Finals, now they're shutting down Golden State. But what you also have to remember is this isn't the real Golden State team we're seeing. And last year, this happened in the NBA Finals where the Heat's defense was shutting down San Antonio, and they went back to Miami tied up 1-1. What happened after that series was tied up 1-1? Does anybody want to answer that question for me? I'll go ahead and answer it. The Spurs won the next 3 games and absolutely blew their ass out and won the series 4-1. So I'm going to say it here, say it now, and I'll probably say it tonight.
Don't be surprised if you see Golden State win the three next games. I still have Golden State in five.
All right.
Yeah.
I say seven because I do think that tonight Cavs win. Golden State takes game four and five. Cavs win game six, and then Warriors take it in seven. Casey,
but how many games? But here's the thing, Stephen, that you have to realize. Steph Curry shot, what, 5 for 19 from the three-point or whatever the hell, 5 for 23 from the field goal percentage period. Steph Curry's not going to do that every game. Even with him shooting as horrible as they did, they still almost won the game in overtime. All Steph has to do is make a few more shots, and they're winning. That's why I'm taking Golden State in five, because even with Cleveland playing this good defense, Golden State, they're shooting horrible, and they're still right there at the end of the game with Cleveland. I still have Golden State in five. They're going to sweep
but
Cleveland.
You can also make the, you can also make the argument that LeBron shot like 44 points, and they almost won, and they had a triple double, and they did win. So while Steph Curry is effective for the Warriors, LeBron playing well keeps the Cavs in
thing,
it. Well.
But he was only shooting 32%. He was totally inefficient.
LeBron, he was totally inefficient. And LeBron's going to have to put up triple doubles every single game in order for them to win. He's not going to do that every single game. He's just not. Golden State is eventually going to figure out a way to shut him down. Maybe not shut him down completely because he is LeBron, but prevent him from getting a triple double. He's got to do that every game for Cleveland to win the finals, and I cannot see it happening.
All right, so you guys have them five. The Warriors in five, I mean. I have them seven. But what we do have is four missed calls in overtime getting game two. I don't know if you guys heard about that. But
yeah.
Obviously something needs to be done with the refs because they're not getting the calls right. But anyway, 3 minutes left. Time for our last 2 cents. Casey, I'll let you go first since I've been going first the past couple of days.
All right, you let me go first today. I barely have any. All right, here we go.
My bad.
That's
know.
All right, dude. I'm just so used to you always going first. okay, let's see. I don't know if you guys saw, but Gronk and David Ortiz made a Dunkin' Donuts music video. And one of the scenes, they are riding on a bicycle together and just doing all kinds of Gronkalicious stuff. So check that out. Yeah,
wow.
I mean, it's the summer of Gronk continues.
It does.
And then this morning they released the new cover for ESPN, the magazine, and Marshawn Lynch is going to be featured in the new, I think it's Call of Duty 3 video game and everything. So, let's see. Giancarlo Stanton does not know how to eat a Kit Kat properly. He just takes a big bite out of it, a king-size bar, rather than breaking it apart and enjoy it like the rest of us do. And that's pretty much what I got for today on my 2 cents.
Yeah, Kit Kat actually said that he does not know, basically does not know how to live if he's going to eat a Kit Kat like that. All right. So my last 2 cents, TCU, Texas Christian University, defeated Texas A&M 4-3 last night, took 16 innings. Game went about 6 hours, a little more than 6 hours, the second longest super regional in baseball, NCAA baseball history. Good news, very, very good news. The woman hit by a broken bat at the Red Sox game last week, her condition is now fair. She is expected to survive, and hopefully in the next week or two, she'll be out of the hospital. Thank God. Astros 2012 number one overall pick, Carlos Correa, went 1-for-4 with the hit, which was almost not a hit, in his Major League debut last night against Detroit. Kim Kardashian rented at the Staples Center for Kanye's birthday. If that's not love, I don't know what is. DC United has signed a deal for a new stadium. The stadium will open in 2018. The NCAA trimmed their shot clock down to 30 seconds. If you ask me, they should reduce it to 24 seconds like the NBA has, so the college players have more awareness of how it is playing in the NBA when it comes to the shot clock. So I want to thank Casey for being on, as always. I want to thank Andrew for being on. I want to thank Darren for directing this. I want everybody to thank you. I want to thank everybody for listening to me last night. And thank you for listening to me today. And enjoy the game tonight. You hear from me tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erd III, here only on MSL Radio.